Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How
good,
are you?
Good morning, Regina. Welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
I know. And can you believe we are already into February?
See what I mean with this year? Already so far so good. But we still consider this the beginning of a new year, though.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to really, we had this guest with us last year to kind of help us kick off last year. And it was so well received, and he brought such valuable information to us that we invited him back. And so I want to welcome Professor Wilton Bell, who is a business professor, leadership consultant, and an author.
Remember the book, right? Be sure he's going to let us know how we can still get his book.
Right. The book is called, of course, Manage People Better. Right. And he teaches management and business courses at the college level. He works with a number of organizations to help with their emerging managers and leaderships, you know, to give them skills and tools to help them do their jobs and do their jobs well. Right.
Yes.
And so really, really excited to have Professor Bell with us. We're going to talk about the importance of setting goals. And doing that, especially it seems like the early part of the year is just the perfect time to,
to
focus on doing that, right?
Yeah, and also maybe you've transitioned to a new job or maybe looking to change your profession a little bit. So hopefully we can get some great insight on how we can set those goals for 2026.
Yeah, and so I want to welcome you, Professor Bell, to Conversations.
Welcome back, Professor Bell.
Thank you both for having me. Glad to be here again.
So let's just dive in. Why is the beginning of the year such a critical moment for new managers?
Well, first, the beginning of the year sets the tone for what your management style will be, and managers are being watched more than they realize. So when you set the tone, goal setting is often the first real leadership behavior employees experience from you. So you're setting a goal is doing that. And you're not just setting goals, but you're setting expectations and trust for the beginning of the year or for the rest of the year.
And I think those are two really important words, you know, expectations and trust, right?
Yes,
that
yes,
helps
they are.
To drive us being able to do our jobs well, because if we know what the expectation is.
Exactly.
And we, you know, have trust in or confidence in our bosses or those who are guiding us through the process, you know, trusting us to be able to be competent enough to do our jobs. That's like a really great alignment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What should new managers be thinking about as they start this year with their teams?
Really clarity. And you want to set goals. So first of all, a goal, what is a goal? Actually, a goal is different than a task. And some people think that. So a task is what someone does.
Okay.
A goal is what success looks like. So if employees have to guess of what good looks like, then you're not doing your job. It's not good leadership.
So I think sometimes we interchange those, right?
Exactly.
So say that again. A task is...
A task is what someone does.
Okay.
So if you tell someone, give me a report at the end of the week on a Friday, that's a task.
That's a task.
Low expectations, not really clear, kind of a short-term thing. A goal is what success looks like, and that is you're focused more on the outcome. And it's sort of
the end result.
The
end result, okay.
So the reason for the report at the end of the week is because we're growing into the goal, to meet the goal.
Yes,
right?
That may be part of a goal, but that's just the task,
correctly. Okay. And I think you're starting to help us better understand goals because it's about clarity. How do we set clear goals?
Well, first, clear goals reduce anxiety and improve performance. So a good goal answers, how will I know I did a good job? And that's sort of it.
Okay.
And in doing that. So setting a goal, we have the acronym SMART. And a SMART goal, when you're looking at a goal, has to be really specific. Mm-hmm. So can the employee clearly describe the outcome? Is it measurable, the M? How will both of you know it was successful? Mm-hmm. And then achievable. And this is really realistic given the skills and the time and the workload of that employee. So mm-hmm. sometimes people get off track when they say, is it achievable? And the biggest thing, is it relevant? Is it tied to the role and business priorities? Okay. And then last, time bound, and that is really critical, is when will you check in, not just when it is due? So you have to set a goal, and when we talk about that in conversations, you kind of do it off the cuff. When you say, hey, I need this by Friday at 10 a.m. So you make sure you put a time in that, because often as a manager, when a manager would ask me to do, my manager would say, hey, I want you to do something. I would go through the checklist mm-hmm. mentally. Main thing is, when do you need it? Because mm-hmm. you may say Tuesday, and I'm thinking Wednesday. So when you give a goal, make sure it's really specific, measurable, achievable, relevant,
okay,
and then time-bound.
And then time-bound.
Mm. Yes.
So
a manager should be if you're a good manager, you should be approachable. The employee shouldn't be hesitant to ask. If something's not clear, I should feel comfortable to go to my manager or supervisor and ask, hi, can you just be a little more specific, or what else do you need? Yeah, there should be no block right there, at least if you're a good manager,
no,
correct, Professor?
I love the conversation, because these are real things that people deal with.
Especially now, too. I think maybe after COVID, especially, where our new generation going into the workforce may not be comfortable asking those questions and a little shy on that side. So I think a good manager, right, Professor, should be a little bit more specific, or not cater, but maybe be aware that managers may need to be a little bit more specific to employees nowadays, maybe.
Yes, and why is goal setting critical for people managers? And I specialize in managing people. Well, many new managers, kind of what you're saying, that came out of COVID or recently were promoted, mm-hmm. avoid being specific because they want to be liked, believe it or not. They want to be liked. Clarity is really not micromanaging. It's respect. And unclear goals create stress, rework, and frustration.
Okay.
So, and that's the main thing as a manager, why you want to do that. And as I mentioned earlier, when I have a manager that doesn't really give it to me clearly, as you're saying, Roxanne, I will ask for clarity. Most of the time, they will give it to you without hesitation. Sometimes they're thinking about what they really want to do. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't really thought about it. So you're forcing them. I used to request data from me, and I had four measures that I would have them to give me the feedback on. And I was always amazed that about 50% of those managers hadn't thought through everything. So me going through that checklist, is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Meaning, hey, did you think about that I have 50 things to do and I can't do that? Mm-hmm. Or that's not in my skill set. Mm-hmm. Is it relevant? How does it tie into the bigger role? Because for most people, if you know the bigger why, it's easier for you to get on board with it. And then, as I said, really the time bound.
Right.
Is there a time limit
on it?
What's
the expectation
yes.
of that? Let me ask you something, Professor Bell. What's the biggest mistake you see new managers make with goal setting?
Really not following through that mental checklist or being very specific. And usually they what do you want? Can the employee clearly describe the outcome? So that's when you say, parrot it back to me, and you ask the employee to say, okay, what did I ask you to do to make sure that there's clarity? And then how are we going to measure this? Mm-hmm. Are we going to check in weekly, which is really good when you do a goal? You don't do a goal and walk away from it. You check in on that goal. So if it's a two-week goal, you don't wait till the day of when it's due. You want to do some check-in, and that's not micromanaging. That's leadership, and that's kind of helping the person be successful. And really, is it realistic given their skill set?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes they'll get off track with what they want to do and then how relevant it is to the big picture.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. What signals are employees picking up from managers early in the year? So, like at this point in the year, as we're kind of setting forth our agenda of what's going to take place and, what numbers we need to hit or how many new customers we want to bring into the business or those type of things, What signals are employees picking up from how the managers are early in the year?
Really, are they setting goals? Are you sitting down and you're telling me exactly what you expect from me for the rest of the year?
Projections.
And so, yes. So okay. they're looking at that. And so often, if you are organized and you're setting goals, that is relieving the anxiety of the employee, as I mentioned earlier. And they're saying, okay, this person is really organized because they give something to me very clear. And it's very, I know exactly what I need to do. I know what success looks like. I know when I need to do it. And so what they pick up early, are you organized? Really, because if you just kind of go
the
through.
The employee is asking this of the manager or thinking about that?
Yeah,
is
thinking
that,
about
okay,
this
they're
of
thinking,
the manager.
Okay.
Are you organized? You haven't really set any goals. And I've managed people and sit down and do the formal process, which is this is a time of the year where you, you look at goals from last year. What did you do well? Where is our areas of opportunities? And then for the goals for this year, 1 to 3. Not more than that. That would be really, you know,
okay.
I deal in threes.
Okay.
So give them 3 goals that they can buy in that
right.
are really following this this logic. Is it a smart goal?
Right.
Is it very specific what I need you to do? Is it realistic? Is it in your wheelhouse, your skill set
right.
to achieve that?
Right.
Professor, where can we find your book for listeners who have just tuned in, who want to find out more, and to if they're managers in a workplace themselves, to better their team?
Well, my book is on Amazon, so it's Manage People Better, and in it really focuses on managing people. So it's for new managers, or if no one's really trained you. I came from Frito-Lay, Johnson & Johnson, Colgate-Palmolive, where you were trained. It was a course. Mm-hmm. If you were a first-level manager, mm-hmm. you were trained. Second level, there was training that went at every level, and definitely before you got in front of managing their people, which is the most valuable resource in any organization, that you went through some type of training so that you didn't do things wrong. So this book takes a place, and it came out of when COVID happened, we lost a lot of managers. They retired, and they just didn't come back into the workforce. And so you had people becoming managers that were never taught how to manage people.
Right.
So a lot of the things are basic to you and I that have managed people and been around or have been managed by people. But for new managers and managers that says, I've never really read anything. This is really specifically on managing people, the do's and the don'ts, most importantly, how to stay out of trouble legally and financially, and how to protect your company. So it's on Amazon,
other important skills,
Barnes and
yes.
Noble, any major online book retailer.
Okay. Yeah. And then also I want to ask you with that, because I know in addition to being an author and writing the book,
professor,
that you also are a college professor. So
yes.
You teach.
Yes.
Are you currently teaching this semester?
Yes, I am. I'm teaching a business law class currently for the winter session. And then upcoming, I'm teaching a supervisor course, which closely aligns to what's in the book.
Oh.
Also a marketing course and then an introduction to business.
And so with that also, you also do consulting work. And so if there's someone out there that's listening and they'd like to either find out more about your classes or
use your services,
bring you in,
as
a consultant, how can they connect with you?
Well, the easiest way is to reach out. You can call me, which I answer on my phone call. So it's area code 818-384-5076, or you can email me at wiltongbell@gmail.com. I'm glad to talk to you.
Hmm. Well, Professor, thank you for once again coming and sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Start of this new year, yeah.
And we'll look forward to having you back with us later on in the year, kind of as a check-in, see how we're doing. Right?
No, exactly. If there's anything new, you know, different things in the workforce, or if there's anything we can prepare for as we get closer to next year.
Yes, glad
Or especially, you know, for our seniors who are just graduating school, what can we look forward to in that regard?
Thank you. Glad to be here, and thank you for having me, and look forward to coming back.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, Roxanne.
Happy Valentine's Day weekend to everybody.
Yes. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to kind of spread that message of love, right?
I know, and friendship and
yes, kindness.
Yes, exactly.
All of those things, yes. And you know what? I'm excited because this person that we have in studio with, I love her.
Aww. I do too.
I do. She's one of my favorite people. She is a familiar voice to Y102 listeners, And she's also a leader behind the scenes here at El Dorado Broadcasters because she's our operations manager.
She is.
That is correct, yes.
So I'm going to ask you, Ms. Colleen Quinn, welcome
Thank
to
you.
Conversations
Thank you.
With
Thank
Regina
you so much.
Roxanne.
It's always a pleasure to be with you both.
But I'm going to ask you, how does it feel to bring those two worlds together, especially because you've got a really big special event that you're here to talk to us about, right? Mm-hmm. Girls Day Out?
Yes, I'm excited. Yeah.
So how is all of that feeling to you? Especially, and I want to tag this in because we're approaching Women's History Month.
That's right, coming up in March. I know. Yeah.
So now, how does that feel?
Okay, well, it feels great. I will say that. It feels like I have lots of different plates spinning in the air, which is good for everyone that's going to come to the event.
But you look good doing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try. So I just had a nice vacation, so that helps. So, yeah, I do want to say a happy Valentine weekend to everyone out there as well. We are less than 4 weeks out. Mm-hmm. Girls Day Out is Saturday, March 14th at the fairgrounds in Victorville from 10 to 3.
Great.
And let me tell you, we are excited behind the scenes because we are coming up with some really fun, interesting things to do, some great entertainment, some great shopping. And I think if you have a business and you want to be a part of it, that we still may have a little bit of room left. If you go to any of our websites,
I think we do,
the Talk 960 website, there might be some room left. Let's all pray for good weather because we're going to have people outside as well.
Yes.
And, you know, with Women's History Month, we started this as the Women's Expo many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. And we changed it up with Girls Day Out because it's just a little more modern and fun. And we want people to know that it is going to be fun. It's not just going to be come over here, get your blood pressure checked and your bone density and get a bag with a free Band-Aid and tissue in it or something like that. We are going to have. First of all, want to
and nothing's wrong with that too.
Yeah, no, that will all be there as well, but we want it to be fun.
What can we expect? Because this is an experience.
It is. It's going to be an experience, and I'm super excited. There's stuff that I didn't even know we had up here in the high desert that's going to be there. So the day will get started at 10 a.m. We are going to have some ballet folklorico dancers doing their thing on the stage, but then also in one other section of the building, which I had never even heard of this. I'm so excited. I just showed you a video. It is a wig head planter thing. I know that sounds bizarre, but basically they, you know, the heads that you use to set a wig on or something like that, they take them and dig them out and you make a planter out of it. So it has this cool head and, you know, scarves that get wrapped around it and you put a plant in it. It's very cool. I'm really into my, my gardening and you can be creative. Yes. And do something. And I believe there is a way to reserve the spot for that. There is a small fee for that.
Okay.
It is free entry. I do want to say that it's free to come out to the event. The entertainment is going to be free.
Okay.
Anybody here ever heard of the High Desert Zone High D Boys?
Yes, we have.
Well, they will be performing at 11 o'clock after we have the Ballet Folklorico. At noon, we're going to have a fashion show. The outlets at Barstow, the whole outlets couldn't do it. So my friend Donna, want to say hi to her at the Levi outlet, has agreed to do that.
Oh, nice.
So that will be more of a casual, and it's women and men. But then after that, we have another boutique, Kelly's. I want to make sure I have the right name. And they're going to be doing some fun things like with quinceañera outfits and more formal wear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what else we're going to have going on? Cocktails, yes.
Yay!
A wine bar and
say that too loud.
What? And a sip and paint.
I bet.
Have either of you ever done a sip and paint?
Yes. I have, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I have not.
I
so I may have to do it.
Christmas, my first time. It was really fun.
I'm sure I'm a better sipper than I am a painter.
It depends. Maybe the more you sip, the better.
Or it could go the other way.
For Christmas, we did one with my sister.
Good.
So it was really cool. I've never done anything like that. I've heard about it. So we're really looking forward to sharing this with the High Desert.
This is actually a time to bring your girlfriend, your daughters, you know.
And just, guys, too. Yeah, guys are more than welcome. I mean, the fashion show is Levi. I've got stuff on. I got corduroys on from Levi right now. And also, you know, speaking of the women, you know, we want women to be empowered and to, you know, be strong. And we have a local business called KJ's Auto Repair in Hesperia. It is fully female-owned and operated. Mechanics.
Oh, wow.
So they are going to be there. They're giving away a previously owned vehicle, which they do every few months here in the High Desert, to someone that needs it. And you can go to our websites to sign up or sign someone up that you think might need it. And we're giving that away at 2 o'clock on that day. I know. However, before that, KJ's is going to be there. They're going to be giving tutorials on changing a tire, checking your oil, you know, simple, basic things
stuff
like that.
That you need to know.
That you need to know that my dad taught me.
Yeah.
I hated it. It's like you're not getting in that driver's seat until you learn how to do all of this stuff.
Right.
And it's things that have kind of, you know, women are more in the workforce now, maybe not having as much time to learn stuff like that.
And
so
cars
they're
are also different. They're, so
yeah, exactly.
That works,
yep.
You know?
So they'll be doing that. We're going to have the Girl Scouts out there. It's the final weekend of cookie sales that weekend.
Oh.
And they're going to be doing some fun bubble stuff, like a bubble station with everyone. I'm telling you, I'm really excited. We've done this many years, but we haven't had all the different exciting things that we're going to have. You know, the satellite wagering place is there at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And I believe she said she was going to do some sort of tutorial and give away a few $1 vouchers so that you can go. Have you ever been to Santa Anita?
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, and you know, you don't have to spend a ton of money.
Right.
So you can do it through the light wagering.
Right.
The Hesperia Farmers Market has a trolley. I don't know if you've ever seen this trolley. It is a real trolley like you would see, you know, in San Francisco or something. They got it and they fixed it all up, and the inside of it is like a candy store.
Date, the time, it's at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds.
Yes, in the newer building in the back. Yes, so it is Saturday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We really want to thank Desert Valley Hospital, our big sponsor. My phone's going off. Let me turn that off right there. I meant to turn that down. Admission is free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do the wig head planter thing, that is a small fee. And the sip and paint, you have to register ahead of time.
Okay.
I think it's $40.
Okay.
And because her, the gal that's doing that, her motto is quality, not quantity.
Right.
So it's not going to be overbooked. You'll be able to get good instruction from her on the painting.
Right.
If you go to our Facebook pages, you can see which painting it's going to be. There's a link where you can sign up, because you do have to sign up ahead of time that. So make sure you do that. We just started the sign up, so there should be room left for that. But otherwise, everything out, the entertainment, just to come in, we'll have bags, free bags for the first 500 people.
Wow.
That will include some nice things for women that we love, emery boards and compact mirrors and stuff like that. So
it's going to be
awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
A great time.
Yeah.
Come out.
Yes,
meet
please.
Some new people, learn some new
things.
Try some new
things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And just mingle with everybody.
Experience.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I know. We're going to have today's woman out there. I mean, so many other people.
Great.
You know, I know. I'm super thrilled about everyone that's coming out. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is going to have a booth with where they do the Lady Be Aware, which I've always wanted to take that class. So they'll have a lot of information. I mean, this is, again, guys, you are more than welcome to come out. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have entry boxes for concerts and all kinds of fun things. So it's just going to be a fabulous day. And I want
to
see everyone
totally
there.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Forward to
it. Me too.
And you know what, Colleen, I can't let you get away, because we are talking about Women's History Month. And so, you know, I know that the listeners know your voice. I think there's not anywhere you can go out in public and speak and people not know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they chase you down in the grocery store, and all of that. But not everybody knows that you really have a leadership role here as operations manager. And so I want you to just kind of tell us how your journey in radio shaped the way that you lead, and how it has helped you kind of create this community-focused events like this Girls' Day Out.
Well, you know, when I started out here in 1994, I was just part-time, but I watched a lot of what others were doing and learned a lot about what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
I unfortunately came across people in this business that literally said to other people, "Don't you know who I am?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're full of themselves. And I vowed, I said, I'm never going to be that kind of person. I am going to be helpful.
Yes.
I'm going to be here for my community, because I was born and raised here. I was born at George Air Force Base. So I've been here forever. I love being a part of the high desert. And I said, you know, I'm going to learn as much as I can, be the best I can, and show others that may be coming up under me, you know, once I started moving up the ladder, show them exactly everything I know. And if they can do it and they can do it better, well, then I better, you know, step it up. So I learned that by sharing your knowledge and being helpful, it actually just comes back, you know, tenfold.
Yes.
If you keep things to yourself and think, oh, I can't show this to anybody else, I need to do this so that I can keep my job, that doesn't help. All that does is stress you out. And ladies, that's the last thing we need. Our hearts do not need that.
That's right.
We don't
need
to be stressed out. And I learned that delegating and showing others how to do just as much as I know is the best way to go about it. And that way, I mentioned I just came back from a vacation. I was able to go and know that my wonderful staff, Roxanne included here,
yes,
had everything taken care of, and that I could go and enjoy myself and relax.
Absolutely.
So I've always felt that, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you are a boss, there are times that you do have to do things that you don't like and maybe discipline people or talk to people. But that has gotten so much easier over the years. And part of it is because I have such a great staff.
Yeah.
You know, we have wonderful people here in the building at El Dorado Broadcasters. And, you know, I can't say enough to everybody. Regina, you and Roxanne just do a fabulous job at this show. I look forward to it every week to seeing who you have in. I think you guys are wonderful.
Well, I think, you know, you attract what you put out.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
And I've heard several times from several of the women that happen to work here how much you have helped them and the doors that you have helped open for them and how they feel that they would not be necessarily where they are and equipped to be there to sit in that seat if it had not been for you.
That's so nice to hear.
That's amazing work. And I think, you know, particularly for us as women, you know, it's important. It's important that we have those relationships, right?
And help each other out.
Absolutely.
Not tear each other down.
And that's one of the
mm-hmm.
things I've always loved about you was you have such a love for community, as you said.
Yeah.
But also this love that you have for the truth. It just is what it is, right?
Yes, right.
You are just who you
it's
are.
Too hard to lie.
Yes.
You know, that takes a lot of work to do that.
And such a welcoming presence.
You know, and not just the women. You know, we have a lot of young people that we hire here to do what we call our promotional crew, where they go out and they set up and help us out with things. And I know that these kids are not going to be here that long. They're in college. They're working towards, you know, what. There's been a couple over the years that have stayed in radio, but most people have gone. I have people that have gone in to be doctors and teachers and all kinds of things. I was cleaning out my desk on vacation, and I found a letter from one of my ex-employees that is just the best letter, you know, saying that it changed his life and thank you for hiring me. He was a really shy young man and everything, and he's doing fabulous now in life. He moved out to Colorado and is married, getting ready to have a baby, but changed his direction from being a teacher into communications because of what he learned here and how I told him that he, you know, was great because he'd walk around with his head down so shy and he just blossomed into this incredible human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that, you know, being an operations manager and seeing things like that happen, that just fills your heart. It's just, it's the best.
I know.
You know, so it really is great. I'm willing to help somebody if they want to stay in this business, but if they're on their path to somewhere else, then I try to, you know,
encourage
help
that.
Them and encourage that. Yeah, exactly. So it really has been wonderful.
Yeah, and so it's with not only it's that passion and compassion that you have that this wonderful Girls' Day Out.
I know.
Yeah,
you helped to create.
Yep,
and kind of we're shaking things up.
That's
here
right.
In the high desert.
That's right. I know.
And so I'm excited. So Colleen, thank you. I know that you'll be there at the event. So tell us one more time the date and
you
the
got
time.
It. Make sure Girls Day Out, Saturday, March 14th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the fairgrounds. Everyone's welcome, guys. You are welcome as well.
Yes.
And I do want to give a shout out to everyone else here in this building, all the other staff that is putting their time and effort into this. You know, I get to come on and talk about it, but it's not just me. It's a lot of people coming together to do this so that we can have this nice event for our community. So please do come and see us. Check it out on the Facebook page, on our websites, and we'll see you out there.
And if there's still opportunity for possible some vendor space.
Yes, yes.
And if somebody's interested in sponsorship, is that still available as well?
I believe so. 760-241-1313. That's 241-1313. Not today, during the week. And somebody will get back to you. And we've made it really affordable if you're selling things and stuff like that to come out and have a booth. So we'd love to have you be a part of it.
Well, Colleen, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you.
Part of our show.
I love it.
Looking forward to seeing you at Girls Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.